Wilson Argro arrived at Trumbull in an unmarked green van, handcuffed, with two marshals pulling at his elbows. According to his paperwork, he had served 4 months of a 60-month sentence for bank fraud. He had requested a transfer for reasons that were not clear, but his reasons were of no concern to anyone at Trumbull. He was just another low-security prisoner in the federal system. They moved around all the time. He was 39 years old, divorced, college-educated, and his home address for prison records was in Coral Gables, Florida. His real name was Kenny Sands, an 11-year veteran of the CIA. Argro suffered through a one-hour orientation by an assistant warden, then was given a quick tour of the grounds. He thanked the man for the tour, then excused himself and wandered back to the law library. Joe Roy Spicer looked up from his magazine and saw a man he had never seen before. "Looking for something?" he asked, with no effort at being helpful. Argro recognized the face from the file. An ex-justice of the peace caught stealing bingo profits. What a lowlife. "I'm new," he said, forcing a smile. "Just got here. This is the law library?"
"It is,"
Spicer said. "You a lawyer?"
"Nope, a banker."
A few months earlier, Spicer would have hustled him for some legal work, under the table, of course, but not now. They no longer needed the nickel and dime stuff. Argro looked around and did not see Beach and Yarber. He excused himself and returned to his room. Contact was made.